Hey guys, welcome back to Tam Talks, a place of real and honest conversation. And as you can see, my husband is seated next to me. So we...
It's your real husband.
Real conversation with my real and only husband.
Uh-huh.
First and only?
Starter husband.
Starter husband, that yeah. You are. Well, welcome to Tam Talks, guys. As you can tell, you're in for a treat today. We're going to be talking to you about relationships. Now, we are in a five-part series because so many people talk to me all the time about relationships, struggles in the relationships, counseling in the relationships, how to have a better relationship. So I've come up with five categories based on our relationship and relationships that we work with, and areas that you have a connection, areas that maybe you can build on or that just come easy for you. So last week we talked about a spiritual connection, remember?
I do remember that.
Go back and check it out if you haven't already seen it. And we talked about how that spiritual connection is so important. I truly believe it's foundational to your relationship. But there's other ways that people feel connected. And today we're going to actually talk about the area of colleagues.
That means we work together, right?
It means we work together. It means that we have companionship and we do things together. Okay, so let me
talk. Wait a minute.
Yeah, we really don't have companionship. That's right.
You said we don't have companionship last
time.
That
is week four.
But I do have companionship with you. Maybe you're the problem.
I could be. Well, when we get to that week, we'll let the audience decide.
Okay, that's good.
But today we're going to talk about colleagues. Okay, let me give you the definition I wrote. You share a common goal. You have each other's back. You work well together, and you're not in competition with one another. You need each other to achieve your goal. So we really do need each other. And the reason I came up with this one for us, and then we'll talk, is because obviously we've been in ministry together all these years. So we work together and you have this relationship together. But you may, whether you work with your spouse or maybe for you, you're working on maybe it's an issue in your marriage. Maybe it's your children. Maybe you say, hey, we really have to pray together. We have to believe God's going to do this together. So it's something that you're coming together with in unity, right? Or something you do together. So how do you feel about that in our relationship?
Well, I think we've shifted a little bit because for many years, I was on staff. And then up until we started this church, really, then we both came on staff. We both were working together in a different manner. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the challenges is that you have less to talk about because you have more in common. Mm-hmm. Like we're together basically at the office. Or we're at home working, or we're out doing it. And so I think if you're a colleague, you have to find other ways to dialogue, mm-hmm. you know, and expand that. It used to be, you know, I'd come home, what happened at church today? What happened mm-hmm. to work today? Mm-hmm. And I could tell you everything was going on.
Right.
And so now I have to struggle. I struggle now. I got to come up with new stuff.
Well, to your point, if you work together at the time yeah. or you are together, so if this is your relationship and you work with your spouse, it can be difficult. There are so many times we get home and I'm like, I'm so tired of talking about the church. I'm so mm-hmm. tired of talking about what we're going to do. I need something new to talk about. And that can be a problem in your relationship. You know, I said I'd like to talk about biblical couples, and I think of Priscilla and Aquila. Mm-hmm. So we know that they're a couple in the Bible, in the book of Acts. The Bible says they were tent makers together. So obviously we know the couples can work together.
Well, we do.
It does work.
We do work together. You know, no doubt about it. But I want to call back. You know, you said something about not in competition or jealous. What mm-hmm, was that? What mm-hmm. was that thing you said?
So you work well together. You're not in competition with one another.
But I think whenever I say like I got more likes than you or something on a social post,
which is rare.
But you get mad. I mean, why do you get mad and say what are you doing?
Why are you boosting or something?
Is no, you're just more like likes? Accusing me of
okay,
something.
Okay, so you're saying there is competition.
I'm saying there's something going on over here.
Well, there shouldn't be competition though because we're
I know
supposed to
that's
work
what
together.
I said. That's what I said. I don't know why you want to be in competition.
I'm not
me.
In competition. I always just affirm you.
All right. Do you think Priscilla and Aquila had issues?
Well, you know, who do you think was the better tent maker?
I think the woman.
I do too, because the homemaker, she thought. Well, and of course, we know in the story, if you pick it up in the book of Acts, it's really cool because they did work in unison together. And we know the story that Paul came and he was a tent maker. So he came in fellowship with them and they mm-hmm. work well together, which is one of the things I want to talk about because I want to give you guys, I like to give you some coaching tips or some things like that, some connection steps. So let's talk about these, okay? And we'll address this. First, remember your relationship is not a competition. It really is. Now, whether you are in a relationship and you feel your colleagues and you work together or you're just married, you're not in a competition with your spouse. And I'm sure we do that. It's your nature to feel competitive. But you've got to find ways to bless each other, work together, and let the other person kind of be the hero once in a while. It not always be about you, right? I put here that you are a team and you bring value to your relationship. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, one thing that occurred to me as you were just talking was that sometimes we have shared responsibility in our work, mm-hmm. and sometimes we have separate. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the points of distinction you have to make is, okay, you're working on this area. I might give you some advice, but I have to respect you saying, yeah, I don't think that's going to work with what I'm doing, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's things you share when you're working together, and then there are things that are separate and you respect.
Yeah.
So that way you're sharing and you're respecting at the same time.
Well, and I think it was hit me when you just said that. So when you started American Faith, which is a news media outlet that my husband started a few years ago, so if you've not checked it out, check out AmericanFaith.com. At the beginning, I was a part of it because it came out of the pandemic and, you know, we were going to get this thing started, and I came to a few of the meetings, but it wasn't long before I realized this really was your thing. Mm. I mean, I don't go to the meetings. I'm not a part of it. You may ask me a question or I may give my 2 cents, but that's not my wheelhouse, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's what you have to realize. There's certain things that I do, or the women's conference or whatever things I do here at the church. You let me do that. So to your point, you can actually be working on something together, but not involved 100%. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that I can't do everything you're doing, mm-hmm. nor can you do everything I'm doing. But there are some things we definitely have to do together,
right.
and should do together, mm-hmm. and also just kind of almost respecting a specialty that you have,
yeah.
or a perspective you have on it, because I might come from a totally different angle that I think works,
mm-hmm.
but that's not where you're wanting to go.
Yep.
So I need to respect, I need to back down and go like, yeah, I can see that.
Well, that leads us up to number 2. Be open-minded about new ideas and strategies. Don't hold on to the past or you'll cripple yourself with the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so often, let's just even talk about starting this church, you know, we had to have new strategies and new ideas,
mm-hmm.
right? Or if we let our past keep us where we were, even starting this church, it would have crippled us. Talk to them in the relationship. What do you think about letting the other person, you alluded to it just now, say, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe you can see something I can't see.
Well, I think that's true. I also think the longer you work together, the less new things you see. And you have to almost find ways to recreate. And sometimes that's from an outside voice.
Mm-hmm.
So we've said it before, said maybe we need to get another voice to speak to mm-hmm. us about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe we've run out of our creativity,
yeah.
so to speak,
mm-hmm.
in this area. So I think that's kind of the sharing that goes back and forth and kind of let it ebb and flow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be very fluid.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're working with somebody, you've got to be very fluid.
Yeah.
And you cannot take offense, because
yep.
it's just too easy, you know, because you got to go home. I got to go home and with the same person I've been working with all day.
Right.
And, you know, then I'm going to bed and I'm getting up in the morning with the same person. So, you know, that's not a bad thing. It's just you have to also realize there are different challenges
yeah.
there.
Well, and you alluded to it as well. It's good. You either read my notes or you're just a step ahead of me, which you usually are. Expand your team. Invite others to join you. They bring new ideas and they will help you expand your footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think about how they invited Paul to come in.
Mm.
You know, Paul probably had traits and qualities as a tent maker that they didn't. And for you and I, we have to be able to bring people into this relationship with us to grow the church and to have strategies. And in your marriage, guys, the reason I'm talking about this, you may have the same frustration we do. We get up in the morning, I'll see you in 15 minutes at the office. You know, we go to the office, I'll see you 15 minutes at home for dinner. So if you're constantly working with that person, that can cause conflict and stress, competition, division. So how do you think you keep that alive?
The division?
No.
You work at it really, really hard every day.
The new strategies. Okay, but let's talk about this. You already said you bring new people
well,
in.
You know what made me think going. About it was, I think it was one of your coaching sessions you did where you talked about we basically think the same thoughts
mm-hmm.
like 85% of the time.
Yes.
You know, that we're there's not new stuff coming into us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to be intentional, and that can be from, you know, engaging new friendships. You know, friendships tend to be great, but they also tend to be the same ones you've had for years. Colleagues, same
mm-hmm.
thing. I think the one thing that happened through you know, the kind of the pandemic thing was we really met a lot of new colleagues from the outside.
Yeah, that's good.
And they really kind of, I think, helped us in a lot of ways.
Well, the last one, we'll end with this, is you've got to take a risk to grow. So you and I, obviously, in starting this church, we took a risk. But let's think of some ways that we can actually take some risk right now. I mean, what is it that we need to do in our relationship? And I've enjoyed putting this together, you guys, because honestly, I've said, these are areas that just come naturally, but how do I grow? How do I build? How can I be better? How can I take a step back and not have to be in everything as a colleague with you? How do we grow? What would you say?
I wonder if you need like a colleague bucket list.
Okay.
Where you sit down and say, why don't you just take and lay out a vision of what you would like to see in your ministry, in your job, in your, what would that look like, and do it separately. Then come together and say, let's see where the parallels are, and let's identify and kind of give each other some feedback back and forth. I think by doing that separately, you might get some ideas you hadn't thought about. And then coming together, you find out, how do we blend these? How do we make this really strengthen us in a relationship?
And be beneficial to both. You know, I think that's really good. Well, I hope this has been helpful. I think you and I actually have some things to talk about after this, because when you and you think about it,
it's
he hates it when I say
is when the wife says, we need to talk.
We need to talk. Well, you know what? It made me stop.
Can we just finish
it
here?
You know, as colleagues, you know, we do need to also give each other space. So I think I'm going to start coming into the office less. Can I have permission to do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I want you earlier.
Okay. Hey, I want to end in a closing prayer. Listen, if you're in a relationship, in your marriage, in your colleagues, and you work together, take some time, obviously, to tell one another how much you do appreciate each other, but be willing to listen, to grow, and to expand in your relationship. Let me close in prayer with you today. Pray this over your relationship. Dear Lord, thank you for my relationship. I understand that we are a team and we both bring value to the relationship. Help me not to be jealous or envious of the gifts or ideas from my partner. Teach me to be patient and work hard for the best result possible. Lord, thank you that we share a common interest and passion. I ask that you guard our relationship with your love and protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey guys, as you're working on these relationships, stay tuned for all five. Whether you're listening to me on my podcast or you're watching me on my YouTube channel, share these with somebody. Relationships are so, so important, and we need to guard them and pray for them. Have a great day. Look forward to seeing you next time. God bless. Bye.
God bless.